Hey, turkey season this year has been exciting to say the least. My buddy Daniel came into town from Oklahoma to hunt with me, and we were both going to see if we couldn't bag a bird together. You know, we had some success together last year. So we had everything ready for opening day. Well, that morning didn't really produce anything. We did hear a couple of gobblers off in the distance, but as soon as they flew down off the roost, they just kept gobbling, and they never reappeared anywhere that we were at that morning. So we decided to go check out a different piece of property during that afternoon.
He's still just right there. That could be that Jake. It is a busy morning on the gravel road. Come on, cross that fence, buddy. Okay, he's kind of went up the hill a little.
Okay, so 9 o'clock. Y'all got in just a little bit late. What happened?
You want the long version or you want the short version?
Let's say short version for our viewers' sake.
Short version. Well, here's the short version. So, what happened was, we walked out in the woods this afternoon and it was 85 degrees, so it was pretty hot. So we made our ways all the way down through the creek, across the creek, up the hill. Got it.
Good
5 miles.
Yeah, good 25 minute walk.
Yeah, good 5 miles in 25 minutes.
Yeah.
But no, it was a very long way. And a lot of it was uphill, so it was really hot. So we got up on top of this hill and we sat down beside this tree. But as we were walking in there to the tree, because a lot of times those birds, you know, I've noticed they've roosted in the years past on top of that ridge. And I've worked birds there, so we were just kind of, you know, going out there and calling blindly because nothing was gobbling today. But anyway, so as we were walking in there, there was this hoot owl, this barred owl that was right on the side of the tree.
Wasn't he?
Big dude.
Big dude.
And he was actually on the tree that we ended up sitting under, and he flew over about 30 yards and lit it in this other tree. We sat there, sat down, got comfortable. It's about 2 hours before dark. And so I hit a few calls, you know, just to see if anything would respond, and nothing responded. But then about, I don't know, what, 15 minutes later?
Probably not even that long.
For some reason, the hoot owl hooted. And
so, quite loudly. I mean,
yeah, and it was very loud, but it was like 2 hours before dark. Well, he hooted, and the third time he hooted, right after I called on the slate call, then a turkey gobbled, but he was down in the field. So anyway, this is where I'll speed up the story, okay? So
I was wondering when that was going to happen.
Well, anyway, so he gobbled down there in the field, and we barely heard him, but we knew that he was kind of on the edge of this woods because the field was just east of us. So anyway, we waited a little bit. I called again, And then a series of me calling a little bit, and then waiting a little bit, and then he would gobble, and he started making his way towards us. And so we both got in position where we were right directly where he was at, and he got within at least 100 yards of us, and he was gobbling. Every time I'd call, he'd gobble.
At that point, we knew where he was going to come out.
Yeah, yeah, and the thing about it was, they ain't been gobbling at all in the past 2 weeks, so we wasn't expecting that to even really hear anything. We were just hoping to hear something fly up to roost. Well, anyway, so he got within about 100 yards, and somebody... Someone took it upon themselves to beat on some metal twice for some reason down by the road.
It wasn't you, Daniel, was it?
It was not
no,
me.
No, Daniel's going to shoot a turkey. Somebody down at the road down here with a loud trailer beat on a piece of metal twice, and the turkey just shut up. I mean, that was
there
just
was
it.
Nothing after
no,
that.
It just made... So we waited there just a little bit longer, and the next time we heard him gobble, a crow called or
crow
something.
Called.
And he had went just to the north of us, and he had went across the right of way, which we were kind of on, and went across the fence line. So anyway, he gobbled back there a couple more times. I'd call and he'd gobble, but he wasn't coming no more because it was getting dark and he was going through. So when he gobbled down, just kind of down off the hill, we decided to kind of close some distance to see if we could get him to come up closer or something. So anyway, he didn't. And so we got down there, and so we called a time or two, and he gobbled. Well, eventually, within probably about 30 minutes, he flew up in the tree, and we knew exactly where he was at. So we had to wait till plumb dark, or almost plumb dark, to slip out of there so we can slip back in there in the morning. But then as we were slipping out of there, we picked a tree that we were going to, you know, set beside in the morning, and these coyotes started howling as we were walking out. And then he gobbled, even after dark, at those coyotes howling. And when we got further, a little bit, just a little bit ways down the hill, he was just directly right across from us. So then we picked another spot, barely in the dark, looking for a tree.
Hopefully it's still a
and,
good spot.
Yeah, hopefully it is a tree in the morning because we think it's a tree. And so I put a couple stakes up, so we're going to put some decoys out in that right of way and get up in there in the morning. So we'll have to get up just as early this morning, about 4 o'clock
about
in the morning.
O'clock.
You drink some coffee and
try
then
to wake up.
Run back down there and get on the tree and maybe kill this turkey in the morning.
Well, we see how Sean's gonna run. How are you gonna run, Daniel?
Not like that. I'm gonna go slow.
A little slow motion.
Yeah.
So hopefully the next time you're videoing, it's gonna be us walking through the woods
with a turkey
up to the
back.
House with a turkey on our back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and then not only that, when we got up from the tree, it's probably a good thing because about 5 feet away, heading our direction, was about a 5-foot-long snake. Daniel don't like snakes.
Daniel hates snakes.
Yeah. He was giving us the evil eye, the snake was. He was looking up.
And Sean just kind of casually moves him out of the way.
Yeah, he is a good snake. He is all right.
So y'all have the turkey up the tree.
Turkey is up the tree.
Oh,
matter of fact, we may pull a hunter in the morning.
Oh, that would be nice. But how are we going to pull a hunter if we can't get through that fence?
Well, there's ways around the fence.
Okay.
So we may pull a hunter.
That would be fun.
Everybody wants to know what a hunter is, right?
Yeah, to find
hunter
out
is,
tomorrow.
Is our son. No. Hunter is our son. Is this legal? Should I be telling
you? I don't know.
Statute of limitations already ran
there
out
you
on
go.
This, probably. But he likes to shoot them off the limb, like right after daylight. He'll just take them right off the tree. So maybe we do that in the morning. Just
maybe.
Take all the guesswork, plumb out of it. You know what I'm saying? Is he going to pitch down right there in front of us with the decoys, or is he not? Why worry about it? Just cross the fence and go over and shoot him out of the tree.
There you go.
Let's
it's
follow
really
the rules. Let's follow the rules.
We'll have
we
to look that one
followers.
Up.
Yeah, yeah. This look one we can up. Write in. I think there's a write-in rule on this one. We can write it in.
We'll
so,
see.
So,
stay
yeah,
tuned.
Stay tuned. We'll see what happens.
so's Jake's all the time.
Hey, even though we didn't get a bird, it was still a very memorable season. Lots of Jakes out there, young gobblers this year, which should produce a very exciting season next year, full of opportunities, I'm hoping. You know, I'm getting excited just talking about it. I'm already ready for next turkey season. You know, especially since my wife sent me this video when she and my mom were headed to town just the other day.
That's a turkey. There he is. He's right there. She's behind him. Oh, Sean won't believe this. Oh, my goodness.
Man, I'm pretty sure that one old gobbler is the one that I chased all turkey season. Glad to see he made it. You know, we've got some work to do on our property to improve the habitat for next turkey season, but I'm already looking forward to it. As followers of Christ, we have something we are looking forward to as well, don't we? We're waiting to hear that call, that trumpet sound, for the Lord to call us home to heaven. In 1 Thessalonians 4:17, it talks about the day that all believers who are alive here on earth will go home. It says, "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." You know, heaven is our true home. It's the hope and assurance that all believers in Christ have. You know, while it's something that we do have to look forward to, we also have work to do until then. 1 Peter 3:15 tells us to always be ready to share that hope with others. Are you sharing the good news of Jesus Christ? Are you helping them learn to follow Him? LifeWord has created a new digital discipleship tool that's free to use, and it is awesome. Go to follow.lifeword.org to learn what it means to become a truly devoted follower of Christ. If you want to see more shows like this one, hey, just follow us on social media and click on the video link at lifeword.org. Now that turkey season's over, what do you say we go fishing? I'm ready. I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here in the great outdoors.